Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real quick, if I can, you understand me, so we can start this year off right. Okay, so let me record this. All right, we good to go. Let me grab some water. But I think everything is simple, right? I think we overcomplicate things, but I think it's all simple math if we really get down to it, right? And once you learn how to do this simple math, then you can really have a successful year. You understand me? It's day one, right? You want to start tracking your sales, tracking your money, tracking everything you do, tracking the difference between effectiveness and efficiency. So let's write that up there first. That's going to be my first words I want to tackle, right? And then I'm going to get into some crypto game, right? And we'll go into how I'm thinking about NFTs for the year, how I'll be teaching my community, you understand me, as we tackle NFTs. And we tackle business strategy and creative and everything else that we want to do, right? So don't y'all worry about that. We get into it. They can't stop God. Instagram decided to block me the first day of the year from going live. But you know, you can't stop that. You understand me? We're talking about the math to make money. We're gonna start this off right. As y'all know, I'm coming in hot with them teachings. Yo, Steve! I got peoples in the background. Give me a second. Where do I wanna put this at? That's cool, I set it right here, matter of fact. Right, we're doing multiple streaming. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna go live on my TikTok too. We start this year off going crazy. Y'all follow this, right? So you see what I'm doing, right? Multiple streaming. My brother BNX taught me this about omnipresence. You understand me? Why be in one place, you can be in all places. All right, so we in the game. You understand me? I'm live on TikTok. I'm live on YouTube, right? I'm recording it on my Anchor. You understand me? Which is my podcast, right? And I'm live on IG at the same time. So you want to have omnipresence. So we talk about being effective. So we're going to give you some game, right? So what's the effective things to do versus efficiency? I don't spell something right now. I'm all right. So effective, we're looking at the things that we do on a daily basis that we're good at, right? When you are effective at something, you do it really well, right? So let's say that every single day I can get on social media and I can make me some money. You understand me? Because I know I can get a certain amount of live users that'll come and I'm gonna play my percentage game, right? That's what I'm good at doing, and it's effective. It actually works for me, right? So we look at that like a job. A job is effective. You know, you will go there, you will work, you'll get a couple of hours worth of work. Money based on the amount of time that you work there. And that's good business, right? That's effective. A job seems to be effective depending on your goal, right? If you got a goal of making millions of dollars, there's no upward mobility, so it's not effective. But if you're just trying to get you some money, a job is effective. But what would be efficient to where no matter how many hours you work on that job, there's a ceiling to how much money you make. So a skill would be efficient, right? A skill would be efficiency, right? Getting better over time at something, increasing the amount of output you get from the amount of energy that you put into something. You understand me? So I don't want to just be effective, right? I want to be efficient, right? Working hard is effective, right? Because the more energy you put into something, the more energy you get out if you're doing something the most efficient way. So hard work back in the day was the best way you was gonna get something. Like men had to go work in the field, exchange all the time for money. And the person who had the most workers and the most manpower was the one who ran the industry. It's just simple, cut and plain. We live in America. Well, I live in America. Some of you all may be in different places. You live in America, you know America was founded, right, off slavery, right? Off slavery and war. And so the plantation owners with the most workers can produce the most crop, right? Can produce the most product, which means that they can get the most profit. That just makes sense. But then we move forward, right? And we start getting things like the internet, right? And with the internet come around, now you want to go to smart work, right? Because it ain't about hard work no more. Ain't nobody trying to work hard. You understand? We're trying to work smart. You understand me? So therefore, you want to utilize the tools and the resources that you now have. You understand me? Because at the end of the day, it don't matter how many people you got. When somebody can go on the internet and then they can stream to millions of people and increase the amount of money that they can make. So it no longer became about how much money you have, I mean, how many people you have, but what about your ideas, right? And the things that you do and utilizing these resources. So now it became, and I'm gonna put smart work over here in the efficiencies category. The smart work was more efficient, right, than the hard work, because we've seen people on social media surpass people that's been working a job for 50 years. They make dollars, $100,000, $30,000, right? We've seen that same thing with cryptocurrency, right? So let's say you got a bank. You got a bank that's going to go in the effective, right? Because it's effective that you can put your money in the bank. You're going to get you 0.6 return on your money, right? So 0.6% return is terrible. That's not even 6 cents on the dollar, right? So let's say you're getting 0.6% in return on your dollar. But then we're talking about inflation. And at a time where people didn't know how to hold their money and they weren't that financial, it was effective to put your money in the bank, right? It made sense at a particular point in time. But then you got inflation that's around 6 to 9%, right? So when you're talking about inflation is a negative. You understand me? This is the cost of things rising, and we're living in the highest time of inflation ever right now, ever, literally. So this is the cost of things rising. So if you put if you got $1,000 in the bank, it's making you a plus 0.6% return. That's nothing. But then you got a minus 6 to 9%, right? So at the end of the day, you're losing money by keeping it in the bank, because as things are rising, your ability to purchase things decreases. So your purchasing power decreases, right? This is the wealth standard. So this is how the wealthy make decisions and understanding why they got to put their money in different asset classes so that they can secure their money. You understand me? Because at the end of the day, you want to maintain the amount of purchasing power. Because if I got 100,000, right? Will that 100,000 be able to purchase the same amount of things next year? No, because inflation has risen. The cost of dairy is rising. The cost of meat is rising. The cost of used cars, the cost of real estate is rising. So therefore, I need more money to be able to buy the same things that I bought last year. So that means that if I got $100,000 sitting in the bank, right? I got 100K sitting in the bank, and I'm just using solid examples. Right. And for some, let's say 5, 10K, right, sitting in the bank. But let's say we got 100K sitting in the bank. So I'm getting the plus 0.6% return. Somebody do the math. Let me know how much I'm getting on that. Right. But I'm losing. Let's say inflation is a solid 6%, which is, I believe, way more than that. Right. So I'm losing $6,000 worth of money every year by sitting it in the bank. So really that 100K turns into 94K. Worth that 100K is now worth $94,000 just by sending it in the bank. So that is not effective or efficient, right? See, efficiency is decreasing time, but going a further distance. Decreasing time, going a further distance. So now I got 94K by sitting in the bank and I'm losing money. This is financial literacy, people. This is financial literacy at its finest when you start to understand it. And this is what they didn't teach us in school, because it would have made so much goddamn sense that we took our money. You understand me? And we took the goddamn money and put it in a bank. Now, what do the banks do once they take our money? They flip it. They keep about 20% in the bank, and the other 80%, they flipping your money. And then they charge you to flip your money while it's sitting in the bank, right? And then they don't give you a percentage or a cut on the money that they flipping. So let's say you got $100,000 in the bank, and they take $80,000 of that, right? And then they're going to flip $80,000 of that money, right? So they not waiting on no 0.6% return. Hell no, right? So they go take that 80K and they flip it, unless they get 100% return. So they took your 80K and they got 160,000 off of it. You understand me? Or they got 80,000 off of it, right? You understand me? Now you losing money. They're not going to give you none of this money that they just made. Now remember, this is your money that they flipping. This is your money. So they not losing nothing, and they spending your money at the same time. And then they're going to charge you to have a bank account. So banks are not efficient. So bank is in this category, right? Centralized banks. A centralized bank is like a bank with a CEO. You understand me? Somebody that controls the operation of the bank. You understand me? The Federal Reserve. Now, we going over here. Let's say we got crypto. All right. Does anybody know? So we got 0.6% return over here, right? In the bank, if you put your money in Bitcoin, right? On a yearly basis, how much return are you getting on a yearly basis? Because remember, you don't want to think in dollars. You want to think in percentage. This is effective. You understand me? Thinking in percentages is effective. Thinking in dollars is not. Thinking in percentages, no matter what cryptocurrency you're talking about or what type of currency or type of asset, it can be measured on all classes. Thinking in dollars is for the poor. Thinking in percentages is for the wealthy, right? So if I got $100,000, let's say I want to, and let's say I know if I just sit it in the bank, I'm going to lose 6% of that. So let's say I want an asset class that give me 10% return. So therefore, I know that it's outpacing inflation. Because inflation is negative 6%. So I want to make sure that it's outpacing inflation. So if I got something that's giving me 10% return and inflation is 6%, then I'm making 4% on my money every year. So that's why they look at asset classes and say, what assets are going to hold the value? What assets are going to lose the value? Because keeping your money in dollars is not the most efficient. So you got your money in dollars, right? But the dollar is losing money on a yearly basis as well. It's losing value as well. So not only is the dollar losing value, the bank is not giving you a guaranteed return that's going to outpace inflation. So when you're talking about having your money in dollars, right, plus having it in a bank minus inflation, right? At this point, you're probably looking at least, I would say at a minimum, probably a 10% decrease in value on a yearly basis, just because of the way that you store your value in your money. This is making sense with me. If it's making sense to you, you understand me, press one in the chat. If this is making sense to you, press one in the chat. You're getting a free financial literacy lesson right now. If this is making sense to you, press one. Okay, good. I just want to make sure I'm making sense, right? So we don't want dollars. We don't want to keep our money in dollar bills. That's why if you got money in the bank and people flash money and show money, it really shows that you're a fool and you don't understand money. You understand me? Because you're losing value by holding it and having it in this asset class, right? But if you want to make money, that's a different type of conversation. So if I got my money into crypto, right? And let's say that Bitcoin is going to give you, you understand me? I think Bitcoin had 80% return this year. I think it did a solid 80% return. Let's say BTC, right? Now, that to me should be clear. Whether if the bank sent you a statement and they say, listen, we got you 0.6% return on your money. But if you would have put it in Bitcoin, you would have got 80% return on your money. That automatically would have clicked to you to say that, oh, I should put my money in Bitcoin versus the bank because Bitcoin is going to be more efficient, right? Whether the bank is giving you 0.6% return. That just makes sense to me. I think that makes sense to y'all, right? If the bank told you that, would you take your money out the bank and put it into a different asset, such as Bitcoin? Because it would have clicked to you like, damn, hell, I got my money in the bank then. Putting your money in the bank benefits the bank, not you. You understand me? It would have just made sense. All right, so we move on, right? We got percentages, we got dollars, right? You always want to think in percentages. You understand me? Now, let's say, what's a better place to put your money than keep it in the cash, right? So cash is on this side. Business, right? Businesses are going to give you a better return. You understand me? For your money, right? Depending on how you break down your profit, right? So if you got a product that you buy in wholesale for $5 and you mark that up 300%, you understand me? That means you're getting $15 off that product, right? Minus whatever it costs, right? So that's like $10 profit, minus shipping, handling, right? Packaging, all of those different things. So you might come out $5, you understand me? Profit on that. So that's 100% return on your money. So let's say that you got a product, wholesale, it costs $5, and that could be like a shirt, you understand me, a t-shirt or some, and it's just example sake. It don't even really matter right there. But you're supposed to take the product and mark it up 300%. The reason you will mark it up 300% is so that you can account, you understand me, you can account for expenses, right? So you can at least get 100% return on your money. So if I mark it up 300%, then that's $15. Right. So now my product costs $15 because I got to pay people, right? I got to pay myself, right? I got to pay for business expenses and everything. So most likely $5 of that is going to get eaten up, right? By those expenses, right? It cost me $5. So let's say $10 fully on the whole product when we talk about business, because you want to make sure that you understand your value based on how much profit that you made, not just how much money you made, right? Because a lot of people start counting their money, but they not always in profit. You understand me? And that's important. So no, on each product, you made $5. So 100% return, right, per product, right, is going to be better than 0.6% return, right, if you're doing your business like that. You understand me? Now, at the same time, let's say that, you know, the wealthy, the way that they get rich, they invest their money into businesses, right, and stocks, because that's going to give you more return. So let's say stocks, which is the same thing, because stocks are businesses, right? So you're going to look at the S&P 500, which is the S&P 500 represents the biggest stocks on the market, essentially. Right. If we go look at it like that. Right. So you got the S&P 500 and that's what they. So when you see the stock market going up and down, they talking about the S&P 500. You understand me? Because Tesla in there and other big stocks are into one. Right. So let's say you put in the S&P 500. Can anybody give me a number on what the return is if you put your money in the S&P 500? Talk to them. What did the S&P 500 return? Right? Anybody know? Anybody some stockheads in here? Oh, yeah. Shout out to my bros. Let's say, oh, I'm going to get the average answer because I don't have it in front of me. So somebody say normally 8 to 10%, normally 8 to 10% return by just taking your money, not putting it in the bank and putting it in. So let's say on the safe side, 8 to 10%, but they say 20% with the numbers last year. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'll go with 8 to 10%, right? So that's better than putting it in the bank. So this is like simple 101 investment advice that would change the way you operate in money if you understood it. That you would take all your money instead of saving it in the bank. You cannot save money in a bank. You can only lose money in a bank. Does that make sense? You lose money in a bank. That makes sense. Now, let me give you some more guy. You also risk people that put their money in insurance. Did you know that you can put it into insurance and insurance will guarantee 4% return? Yes, you can create a bank with insurance. That's 4% return. So all of these crypto, stocks, business, S&P 500, insurance, all of these is beating the bank. If you would have put it in gold this year, you understand me, in last year, that would have beat the bank. You would have put it in Legos. It's crazy, I know, but they talking about Legos, value was going up. See, when we talk about assets, we talking about things that maintain or go up in value. Right? So now we talk about NFTs, right? So let's make sense on some NFTs. Let's make sense on some NFTs. Because the way I'm going to be teaching NFTs is going to be different than the way I taught it in the previous years. You understand me? Or I taught it last year. So you got your money in cash. Losing value, negative percentage on cash. Cash is not increasing in value because they keep printing more. And more that they print, the less and less value it is having. Right? Russia and China is fighting with America right now to make sure that their currency is the strongest, most powerful. You understand me? So now we got NFTs. I said we go to NFTs. Why would I buy them? I'm going to buy NFTs. Now, they say 90% of NFT projects won't be successful, right? They're going to lose their value. That's fair. That's fair. Let's say that that's true. Let's say that we are in what they call the everything bubble, meaning everything is overbought right now. Like none of this stuff is going to maintain the value like it's supposed to. So I get that, right? So let's say 90% of project bubble. So what your job is to find that 10% then, right? So in that 10%, what you want to do is, and the reason you want to think about it like this, NFTs as a storehouse of value. So the same way if you buy art, art appreciates, meaning that it goes up in value. Somebody appreciates you, your value going up, right? So if you buy art and you put your money into art, it makes sense. We're going to war, right? You put your money into art, right? Art appreciates over time. It holds value and it appreciates value. So you can buy art 1 year, then it may go up 5%. It may go up 10%, depending on the art and the artist. So that's why the rich, they don't want to have all their money in bank. They want to have it in asset classes because it's going to continue to go up or at least hold the value that's going to outpace inflation. You understand me? And beat it having it in cash. Now, billionaires today, such as Ray Dalio, Kevin O'Reilly, right? These billionaires, they were against Bitcoin at first. They were against crypto. Now they're talking about it in a positive and favorable manner because it has proven itself. Some of them are saying that NFTs are going to be bigger than crypto this year or Bitcoin this year, right? So let's say you bought my project, Crown Society, right? And you bought the project at 0.4 ETH, right? Which is probably around $200, right? At the moment of this video. So let's say you bought it from that. Now you can keep that 200 in the bank or you can buy my NFT. Now let's say that my NFT a week later is selling twice the amount of value, right? So now your money just went up, right? Just by putting your money in a different place, it just went up. That's efficiency, right? Now, how does it go up? How does it maintain its value 10 years from now, 100 years from now? Well, number one, the NFT is connected to my estate and my intellectual property. So I'm not looking at, and I'm gonna give y'all some game. I'm not looking at NFTs like an NFT. I'm looking at it as a business and as a brand. And when you buy my NFT, you are buying a shareholder stake. You understand me? Into my brand and my new business, because the new IPO was intellectual property opportunity, right? So you believe in that artist, you believe in that business person, you believe in that group or consortium of people that's making it. You just bought stock in the form of an NFT into that business. That's the way I'm thinking about it. That's the way I'm looking at it. So over time, this is now an asset, right? It's going to maintain its value or it's going to go up. So what you're not just looking at when you go into the NFT market is not just how do I make a quick flip? Think long term. How do I buy something that will maintain its value or go up in value? So when you think about it as an investing opportunity instead of a buying opportunity, when you buy something, right, you're spending money, it's going up. When you circulate money, you say when you're spending, that's not, so spending is not effective. That's going, I mean, it's not efficient. Investing is efficient. So that goes in over here, or circulating. Let's go with circulating right now. See, what's the difference when you spend something and you circulate it? When you circulate something, you understand me? It is, or when you spend something, it's going out, but it's not coming back. You're spending it. It's going out, but it's not coming back. When you circulate something, because you're spending, that just went out. Ain't coming back. Ain't nothing coming back. It just went out. When you circulate, it is coming back. It's going out, but then it's coming back to the point of origin. Right? So we're circulating our money. And that's what investing does. It circulates it. Right? I want to circulate my money. I want to invest my money because I want an ROI. You understand me? I want to get a return on my investments. Right? So now, when you start to change the way you look at things, right? You're not just going in and buying an NFT, hoping you get lucky. You're not just going and buying cryptocurrency, hoping that you get lucky. You're thinking about, is this going to be a better opportunity for my money than it's sitting in the bank? That's what I want you to think about. Is this a better opportunity for my money than it's sitting in the bank? Right? That's the question. Because we know what the bank is going to give us. We're losing money in the bank. So you want to be aggressive on your investing opportunities. That's your goal. Be aggressive on your investing opportunities in 2022. We got to execute. Now let's get to some simple math, right? That was good. Press one if y'all enjoyed that, man. If y'all learned something and you think that was beneficial to your life, you think that was beneficial to the way you're going to go about thinking about investments going forward, make sure you subscribe, like the channel, share it out. You got to like the video, got to share, right? Good. I'm seeing a lot of ones in the chat. I mean that y'all thought that was very valuable. I appreciate y'all, right? Also, for those that's here, somebody put my text number in the chat. And if you haven't got my new book, which teaches you about content, today it's only $8. Tomorrow goes up. And every day it's going to go up $2 till they get to 19, right? Content, crypto, very intro. Content, crypto, a book writing strategy, 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah, my mind thinking so fast, I don't want to write. A book writing strategy and NFTs. So if you want that, get the book. All you got to do is text 88 to 323-577-6692. 323-577-6692. So make sure y'all do that. All right. So number one, why should everybody write a book? So this is a money game, right? We'll go first. Let me start with content, right? We'll start with content. Start with content. So content is what? Because content is money, right? They say content is king. Well, they say cash is king. Well, content is the new cash, right? Why? It's something I call the content industrial complex, right? This rotating system, right? The prison industrial complex is how prisoners continue to rotate back into the prison. So the content industrial complex is how the content continues to circulate capital so you can continue to make more content, which continue to create more capital for you. So let me give y'all a breakdown. Give y'all some gems. You understand me? By the time you leave here, you're going to be richer than when you left because knowledge is money. So when you get some new knowledge, it's you done got you some new money. You understand me? New knowledge is new money. How you cash it out or how you execute, that's up on you. Now, we got 700 people in here, only 300 likes. We got to do better, people. We got to do better than that. Come on now. I know I'm out here giving free game. And this helps me increase the algorithm so I can get this YouTube channel to 100,000. We have 50,000 right now, right? Go ahead, click the like button, share, subscribe. Let's get it. All right, so content. What is the game on content? Now, y'all, if y'all don't know, I am a seven-figure entrepreneur. You understand me? Several businesses, right? $1 million-plus businesses, right? No issues. I've had $100,000 months, right? I've had $100,000 days. You understand me? I've had $100,000 hour, right? I do well in this space. So this game that I'm giving you is not somebody who's speculating, somebody who really does this. You understand me? Like, I really do this. Just letting y'all know and not playing, right? And shout out to the people that's getting them badges in there. Y'all really supporting Rosalind Stover. I appreciate you. If you have any questions, make sure you get you one of them badges so I can read your question and answer it while I'm live. All right, so content, right? Content is key. I'm going to be making more content than ever in my life. So I'm currently have a payroll for my content from just one of my videographers is $5,000 a month, right? But that's okay because I understand the return that the content is going to give me. So I'm spending just with one of my videographers $5,000 per month, right? So how much money is that per year just with one videographer that I'm spending $5,000 a month? Come on, simple math. Simple math. Come on, somebody get it to me. Come on now. 12 times. All right. Come on. I know we got some smart people in here. All right, $60,000, right? Why the hell would I spend $60,000, which is more than what the average American is making, so that I can have content that I'm putting up? Content is very key and very important, right? But at the same time, I want to be efficient. I don't just want to be spending money to spend money. You understand me? Because then you got advertisement, you got content creation, you got curation, you got hella different things that go into it. I teach them my 19 C's of content, which I get a whole game. I get a game of the 19 C's of content. It'll really set you up to start moving and thinking different. So content is a transaction for attention. Write that down in your notes. A transaction for attention. Right? Content is a transaction for attention. Now, why is attention so important? Because you cannot sell anybody anything unless you got their attention first. I don't care what you're doing. If you don't have the attention, it don't matter. I said this before, the greatest artist in the world, you understand me? It's not the most favorite one. The most popular one is. Why? Because he has more attention. That's the wealthy one. Listen, if mediocrity has more popularity than greatness, then mediocrity becomes the greater, because it has more attention. And this one, we really play into the percentages. Now it's 700 people, still only 500 likes. I mean, some of y'all playing me. Y'all playing me right now. Don't play me like that. I'm messing with y'all. But listen, so attention, right?
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, and this is where I give you the game on conversion rate, because the conversion rate is important. So, transaction for attention. So, why attention is important, right? And this is where the outlets you're going to get attention at. You got, of course, YouTube. You got IG, right? You got TikTok, which is the most popular right now, right? You got Snap, which some people still use. A lot of people still use, right? You got the metaverse. People are in the metaverse right now learning, right? We're going to be setting up metaverse next month, right? So you got all of this in a transaction for attention. That's just some of the social. You got FB, right? And then you got some of the black social networks. What's the brother that do it? It almost come to mind. But when I get it, I'll put it up there, right? So attention is key. You got all of these different places with billions of users. Right? Some of them have hundreds of millions of users. Some of them have a billion users. When I had a store in Oakland, California, let's say on average, I can get a nice 100 people to walk in. So let's say 100 people walk in. And let's say I got a shirt and my shirt's at $25. So if I converted 100% of those people, right? What's the max I could make if each person bought at least one item? Fan base. Yeah, fan base. Shout out to fan base. The maximum if each person bought an item, that's only $2,500. I ain't going to say only, because $2,500 is good in a span if I can make that every single day. But the odds of me getting every single person that walked in there to spend $25 is not 100%, right? On average, you probably go, let's say you're getting 10, 20%, right? Let's just say 20% at a high number, right? So let's say that my conversion rate is 20% each person, and that's just each person buying one, because sometimes a person can go in there, they can spend, you know, $100, $200, $500, right? Things of that nature. You understand me? So let's just say that we break this down. It's not going to be 100%. And let's say that out of these 100 people, if 20% of people buy, then what am I making then? If 20% of people buy one item, how much money am I making? Talk to me. Talk to me, y'all. 20% of people. So we get a nice $500 per day, right? $500 per day. Now, even that, it's not bad. If you got a small shop, you understand me? Because what's 500 times 30? We got to do a little math. That's why I'm making y'all do this little math, because little math is what matters. I ain't talking about algebraic equations and calculus. The little math matters. For new people, make sure y'all click like, subscribe, man. Make sure y'all like. If you come in, make sure you like. That's the thank you. Right? So we doing good if we can get 15,000 a month, right? So we got 15K a month, right? That looks good. But then most likely you're going to have rent. Rent probably going to be like 5K, right? Then remember, this is not all profit, right? So that's going to be eating into your profit. You understand me? So let's say that out of this, because we do the 300% rule, you understand me? And if we're doing that 300% rule out of this 15K, let's say 5K of this, 5K of this is expenses. So that's what it cost me to make the product. Another 5K, let's say to make the product. You understand me? And then I got another 5K. let's go call. And let's say if I got employees, rent, insurance, employees, all of that, let's say another 5K. So let's say 10K. And I'm giving you numbers that it's probably going to be way less than that, right? So let's say you take home 5K per month, right? With converting 20% of your customers every single day. That's $5,000 per month, right? Selling 20 items per day. 20 items times 30 is what? How many items is that? 20 items times 30. 20 items times 30. 20 times 30. Let's get to it. Because you got a lot of costs when it comes to business. And this is why I changed my business model. That's 600 items per day, right? 600 items per day. Now, okay, so we got to sell 600 items per day. We get 500K. You understand me at 20% conversion rate, right? And 5K per month, we're talking about how much money per year? $60,000. So that's the cost of my videographer right there. You understand me? Or I can spend $60,000, which most people can't, right? So, and I just started doing, this is new. I wasn't spending that kind of money. I just want to say that. I've been working my video 6 years now. You understand me? And I'm just making that investment because what I'm doing is I'm reinvesting profits into the business. So I decided to go ahead and leap and start spending more money. So I'm probably going to end up spending like $100,000 on just on content creation and production itself. But I got ways to flip that and turn it into money. So now you get content, right? So content, and let's say those 100 people represents the amount of attention that you get per day. And this is why that's key, right? So in-person, physical store, the amount of attention you get 100 people. Now let's say on my actual online store, right? My online store, I can average 1,000 people per day because it's online. Because if I'm doing the right marketing, I'm doing the right targeting, and really you can it's unlimited online, so you can do 10,000 per day, 100,000 depending on you. But let's say a nice average number, I'm getting 1,000 people to come in there per day, and this is why content is key. Content is key for that reason, and you don't need a large following base to do this. You understand me? Like at the end of the day, you don't need a lot of people to do this because you got all of the different sites that you can use, such as YouTube, right? Let's say YouTube go bring you, you understand me, 200 people from YouTube. You get another 200 from Instagram. You maybe get another 10, 20 from Snapchat, right? You get another 300 from TikTok. You understand me? Then you're getting another 100 from Facebook. So you don't have to get them all in one place. But that's why I'm going to create content for all of these social media places so that they can bring me my 1,000 per day. Now, at 1,000 per day and a product, I got $25, right? Of course, if I convert 100%, that's $25,000. Now, we know nobody converting 100%, right? So if I convert 20% of these people, that's 200 people, right? Times 20. Do the math. What's 200 times 20? 200 people, or times 25, sorry. 200 people buy something that costs $25. Oh, I'm seeing different numbers. I need to see all the numbers the same. There's no reason. No, it's not a guess. It's not a guess. It's math. 200 times 25. All right, 5K. So online, right? I play the percentages online. I'm making 5K per day, right? 5K per day. Now, don't let that be a digital product. Don't let that be a digital product, because then I'm taking home profit with that digital, right? I make something of value and it's digital. But let's say it's not digital, right? For sake. You understand me? So remember, on my physical place, I'm making $5K a month. But in the digital store, I'm making $5K a day because I can increase the amount of attention, which allowed me to increase the amount of profit. You understand me? Now, if I got 5,000 per day, what's 5,000 times 30? Now, listen, a lot of you are like, "Ooh, them big numbers." But all you got to do is take them numbers and decrease it. Because I'm going to give y'all a hint. Somebody throw out there, what's the average rent that you may pay? That's $150,000 a month. That's crazy. And this is why a lot of people get paid a lot of money, because they play the percentages. When you play the percentages. So let's say that $150K is crazy. So let's say you make $2,500 a month, right? Or let's say you even made less than that and you decreased it to $1,000 a day. You understand me? It's still $30,000. Decrease it to $500 a day. It's $15,000, right? Like, once you start playing by percentages, you play the game differently. Because you can go on the back of your website and look at the analytics. So the analytics will let you know your conversion rate. The analytics go tell you, wait, listen now, you convert in, 5% of customers, right? So that means it lets you know how much attention you need, so that 5% means 15,000 or 30,000 or 100,000, right? That's why the percentage game changes everything. Because attention is key. So we got content. We create the content. Content is the transaction for attention. We create the content. People watch and they see. The content brings capital, right? So now the capital is the money that you made from it, right? So now I got my capital. Boom. Now the content is making me money. What I'm going to do next? Of course, I'm going to reinvest the profits from that content, from that capital rather, right, back into the content. Now, what's going to happen with this circle is it's going to start off small, but every time that I reinvest, it gets a little bigger, which means my percentages go up each and every time, each and every time. That 5%, because really I'm not trying to get 20%. I'm not going for that. I may be going for 5%. I may be going for a 5% conversion, or I may be going for a 3% conversion, which is still good, right? But what I want to do is create content, take the money from the content, the capital, right? Break that down, get my profits, take those profits, get more content. The content becomes bigger, more numbers come in, more capital come in, more profits. And this is how entrepreneurs grow and scale their business. Now, how do you start to, really grow and scale though, right? Now, this is the key, because once you're creating content, your job is to observe your analytics, because this is a business. You understand me? Bernard Nation, appreciate you. Say you create content for social media. I'll look up the brother, tap in with him. So, at the end of the day, you want to go look at your content and see what works. Right. So we scaling off what works. Some people just scaling and just trying to, get lucky. I'm trying to get lucky. You understand me? I'm not trying to get lucky. Right. I'm trying to get money at the end of the day. Right. So I'm going to look at my analytics. I'm going to look at what works. Right. I'm going to see what the people are saying. Right. What do the people think? Because the people are what matters. So I always teach this. You got your first round. So you put out content, right? You got your first round of people. Those are your revolutionaries, right? All right. Got me thinking, talking, and spelling, right? These are your revolutionaries. Those are the people who buy in when you first do it. So y'all know I got Goldwater, right? Goldwater, people heard about it. They said, "Oh, I'm jumping in. I like the bottle. I love the way it looked. Everything, the shareability, the whole nine. I gotta buy this damn bottle." You understand me? So they went and they bought. Those are the people that buy in without hearing, right? This group of people talk about it. Because the second group of people, those are the word of mouth. How was that? Did you like that course? You understand me? Did you like shopping there? Did you like that food? Did you like that place? word of mouth is 90% of marketing, or 80% rather, of marketing still. So once you put out there, this group of people are going to sell for you. But this group of people lets you know how you get the next group of people. So you put out a product, and a lot of people are afraid to fail, right? I put out a product, I put out content. This group of people gonna tell me how they like it. I'm looking at the numbers, I'm not ignoring the numbers. Oh, I like this, but this could have been better. So guess what? My next product, because I want to make it even better for this group, so when they get to the product, they don't have the same complaints as this group, right? Because this group of people, when enough people in this group that buy it, right, tell this group gets to become bigger, right? So let's say you had 100 people that bought it at first. 100 people bought your product. Average person go tell a bad review, they go tell more than they tell a good review. So you got to satisfy your customers, right? But let's say they go and tell 10 people, right? So you got 100 people. You understand me? And each person tells 10 people. How many people is that was just heard about your product? How many people was that? Talk to me. How many people was that? 100 people told 10 people. Right? So now that's 1,000 people. So now this first pool of people grows the second group of people. So satisfying that first 100 has the possibility of getting you 1,000. Now, of course, you don't convert all of them, so you will play your percentage, right? But let's say that they at least give you 2x, so that you get another 100. And really, we want to play with the minimums. We don't try to play with the maximums, right? So this group of people get that. Now, they loved it, so guess what? They're going to tell another 100, right? Now, 200 people on it, right? Now, this group just keeps growing the more you satisfy your customer base, right? Until you got so many people that it becomes standard when everybody got it. So I like to use the iPhone as an example, right? First iPhone came out, you know, people that could afford a $1,000 phone, you understand me, they went and bought it, told everybody else about it, man, this is amazing. You got to have this. This is a social status, man. You got to get you one of these iPhones. Everybody keep hearing about it. Damn, I need to get me one. The second group of people that can afford it, they go in here pulling their credit card out. They going and getting them a goddamn iPhone. They not waiting, right? Now you start looking around because so many of these people told these people and this pool started to continue to grow. You look around, it looked like almost everybody got one, right? Now people don't like being first and they don't like to be last. So they like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go with the standard because, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get one too. I'm not about to be missing out on this goddamn iPhone. You feel me? So it becomes standard. They get them an iPhone, and now everybody got it. Then you got the last group of people. These are the people, one sec. These are the people that won't buy regardless of what's going on. You understand me? So these are the people that won't buy. So don't worry about those. The people that be complaining, the people that you complain about, ain't nobody watching my content, this, that, and the third. Don't even worry about them folks. They're not going to buy from you anyway. You understand me? Those just the haters, man. They ain't rocking with you. But content is key because when you play the percentage game in content, it allows the traffic flow, good or bad. You're playing a percentage, right? So if you start from day one, and let's say, what's the average rent in America? Let me look that up. What's the average rent? Go ahead. What is the average rent cost for rent in America? Somebody say 15K. It ain't no 15K. Relax. Hey, ain't paying no 15K. Nobody can afford that. Okay. The average rent cost. I know. I mean, I live in California, so it's expensive. Average rent. That's by states. So, of course, it's going to go by states. So let's say the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in 2020 was $1,100, right? So let's round it off to $1,200, right? So that's $1,200, right? Right, which is cool. That ain't too bad, to be honest. Because when you break down $1,200, you understand me? And everybody not even paying $1,200 that's here right now. I know that for a fact. Some people got roommates, right? Got couples, right? Depending on your situation of living and all of that such stuff. So let's say $1,200 divided by 30. You understand me? That's $40 per day just to pay rent. $40 per day. Now, I don't care if you got a IG that got 500 followers or 1,000. And I know some people paying more, right? But let's just say the average is 1,200, right? And let's say yours is 2,400. Well, that's $80 a day that you need to make, right? Now, remember, in every scenario, it was way higher than that you was getting, $80 a day. You understand me? And I know I live in Cali, so my rent is way higher than all of that. So I'm not even going to use mine as an example, right? But all you got to do is double this number per day. So let's say whether you can sell, and this is why I teach people how to create ebooks, right? So you create your ebook, and I give you a 3 to 4 week strategy that if you follow it, the steps, you're guaranteed to create an ebook and you start making money on it. Then you can also turn your ebook into a physical book if you want to go that way. You understand me? So at the end of the day, $40 a day is what you need to make in profit, right? So let's say you create an ebook, right? Now, this ebook, let's say you're selling it at $10 to $20, but let's say $10, right? This has a good market. Now, of course, with the ebook, you got a minus cost that you got for managing the website. So let's say Shopify, let's say whatever you got to know. I use Shopify, right? It ain't going to be much, right? Let's say it's $100, $50, whatever it is. So you're going to minus that. You got your overhead costs, whatever it is. Simple stuff, right? You download everything that you need for it. All simple. So that's $10, right? So you need to sell, let's say, 5 ebooks just so you make 5. So you're going to sell 10 times 5, right? Now, how many people, let's say if you worked on it every day, you put out content that starts to hit and deliver, right? You follow the strategies that, of course, I got strategies. Everybody's got strategies that you can find. You understand me? And if you need more, then, of course, you just sell more. So let's say instead of 5, because at first you're going to easily get the first revolutionaries. Those are family, friends, people that love you. They jump in here and they buy your book, right? Then you start creating content around those testimonials and other people will buy it as well. You start creating more content and you start averaging, right, your percentage to get you 5 to 10 people a day to buy your book. Now, that's just passive income. That's just passive income, right? Just passive income. So you making that just by selling something that's digital. It's not physical. So it ain't going to have the same overhead cost that selling a physical item would be. You understand me? So therefore, you making your rent money just off selling 4 to 5 books every single day. And that's not even your hustle. That's not even saying what you do for a living. That's not saying your investments and other things of that nature. I just want you to get your rent taken care of so you ain't got to worry about it, right? Because living costs and eating costs should not be something you think about. And what it does is once you got that taken care of, it allows you to think further into the future because you're no longer living by check to check standard, right? If you got an ebook that's selling, right? Go calculate whatever your rent is, see how many that you need to sell. And some people sell a book that's 10, some people sell books that's 20. So that decreases this number or increases this number, right? So I'm gonna go look at whatever my rent cost is and I'm gonna make an asset for that so it pays for it, right? And that's just one, right? Because you can also have all of these other different hustles that you do, right? So you will go ahead and make that book, right? And I teach the strategy. Get infinite wealth strategies, whatever you want to do, however you want to get it done, that's up to you. You understand me? And then that takes for care of rent. So now that you're not worried about, well, I got to make money next week. No, you start thinking further because you're no longer thinking check to check and you're no longer thinking month to month, right? So now that rent taken care of, you can start thinking about investing things for the long term. You understand me? So now you're taking that money that you had the job at, right? And now you can invest that into other different businesses. You can invest that to create more content for the book. So now you're blowing up sales. Or you can invest that into cryptocurrency. Or you can invest that into stocks, right? Or you can invest that into asset classes. So now, because you don't have to spend the money that you make at a job on your rent, right? Or on food, now you have money for investments. This is the reason why a lot of people can't afford to invest, because they have to take all of their money and they got to put it in just to live. Just to live, right? But this is the time where you fast a bit. You understand me? You take your time, you hustle, you understand me? And you strap in at that first, let's say the first 2 months, say no to every party. First 2 months, say no to whatever drug you do. Say no to all of the dates. Don't be going looking for love. Don't be worried about Valentine's Day and all of that stuff, because how many Valentine's dates done failed you? You done went through all of them romantic occasions, going for Valentine's. You ain't even with that person the next year. Why? Because you ain't want to feel alone on an artificial holiday that was created so that they can capitalize, you understand me, off your loneliness. You ain't even got her no more. You done drunk so much. When you did drink, you forgot the memories. So it's like it never even happened. You understand me? So at the end of the day, not only that, now I know y'all got Turo. You know y'all done heard of Turo. You done heard of Airbnb. If you got good credit or somebody else in the family got credit, they can go get an apartment. Y'all can start your Airbnb service, or they can do a peer space. Y'all can turn it into an event place. There's so many ways to make money. There's no reason that, number one, you ain't just listen to everything I said and not feel like you got opportunities in front of you to go execute. You got crypto, you got business, you got Turo, you got peer space. You understand me? You got Upwork. You can go in there and list your skills. You got Fiverr. Like, each one of these things will take care of your rent, but learning additional skills is super key, because every skill pay the bills. And once the bills are paid, now the investments are ready. Once the bills out the way, now the investment. But some of y'all biggest bill is sex, because you got to pay so much money to try to have impress people. You understand me? So at the end of the day, you probably just need to stop trying to have sex and figure out ways you can have investments instead. Because you be trying to spend so much money to look fly. You understand me? So much money to go to that bar to increase the amount of people that see you, or to do all of these different things. Your biggest bill, you got a sex bill. It did talk about you not a trick. Come on now. We know how the gang go. You understand me? You want attention. Attention is consciousness. And once people are aware of something, you understand me, they bring it and vibrate it to life. That's how science works. So we just talked about how on a simple basis, you can create one skill or one asset, right? You got your skills, one asset, which would be the book. You understand me? That take care of the bills. That starts to bring you to a mindset where you can start to be financially free. Once you start to feel free, you can start think long term. You understand me? Once you can think long term, your ideas start to change. There's the inability to see far, right? So if you got physical myopia, you can't see that far, right? It's a certain distance that you can see. You got a stigma, but it's a mental myopia. So you got a mental myopia. You can't think that far ahead into the future. So all your thoughts are short term. The way you invest, the way you think, every idea that you come up with, you think in short term, because you can't think past your bills. Now you're short-sighted. You can't think past, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay baby mama. You can't think past the issues. But damn, I can't think past this. So every thought that you have is stuck. You can't see no further than this. This is your eyesight. Bills. Your BM. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay the kids. You got to buy them stuff. You understand me? Like it's terrible. So you can't get to thinking about investments, because investments is out here. You know what I'm saying? You got debt, student loan debt. So you like, how the hell can I begin to see past this? You understand me? To where I can think further into the future and start making decisions that investments that build up wealth. You understand me? If I got all of this stuff in front of me, I'm getting paid week to week. It's blurring your vision. You got all this mental myopia. So you want to clear that out the way, man, so you can get a clear mindedness. And it allows you to start participating and building your future based on your imagination and not your resources. Because when you build with what's physically in your environment, you become limited. You look around and see what you got and say what you can do. No. You go in your imagination and you produce a vision, and that lets you know what's possible. Not what check you get in next month. Well, I only make it this month. Nah, that's what limits you, because you start to believe that that's reality instead of what's in your mind is reality. That's the game. You understand me? That's the game. So make sure y'all go study, right? Go study crypto, 4-year terms. Got Bitcoin, ETH, Solana, right? Those are solid ones. But then once you start getting to altcoins and NFTs, you're going to need to understand tokenomics, because they're small caps, meaning that they don't have 100 million coins. They may have 10 million, to where you can make a whole lot of money off this. You understand me? But that requires a little more education. Education increases your wealth standard, increases the amount of money that you can make. You understand me? Knowledge turns into a wealth. That's the game for 2021. How do I turn knowledge into wealth? 323-577-6692. You understand me? I need everybody to text 55 right now if you want to get my whole course on cryptocurrency, NFTs. You understand me? Go get some metaverse game. This is the absolute last day to do it. It's $555 regularly. So you get the whole game and you in the game, right? Text 55 to get that now. Listen, I appreciate y'all, man. If you enjoyed this, press 1. You understand me? I see TikTok going crazy. We got 2,900 likes on TikTok. Man, I appreciate y'all joining in, getting some financial literacy, getting some gang, getting some information, man. I just wanted to, you know, just give you something that you can start your year off. You understand me? Like, start it off right. Start it off with that type of thinking, that type of environment, that type of mindset, conductivity. You understand me? I don't want nobody to suffer. I want everybody to be able to think clearly. I got people who suffering right now that don't know how to pay their rent, don't know how to think further in the future, no matter how much game I give them. You understand me? Family members, no matter how much game I give them, no matter how much example I show them, you cannot make anybody change. You can only give them the resources that create opportunities for them to change themselves. You understand me? That's all you can do. Right. And so that's what I try to do. I try to provide inspiration and information. Inspiration inspires you. Right. And information is what you can actually use to apply to. You understand me? So we strategize, investigate, research, and execute our way into the future. You understand me? So make sure you press like, make sure you subscribe, and make sure you get my course. Right. If you want to join the Infinite Wealth Strategies and become a member. Right. I think it costs $1,111 right now to give you access to the membership for a year, right? That's only available in the month of January. We have weekly classes where we teach NFTs, we teach mindset, right? We teach you how to build trust, we teach content, we teach a metaverse, we teach crypto, we teach financial literacy, everything. Like, it's so much in there, you'll be surprised. Once you get in there, man, you got a community that you can build with for the rest of the year. You don't have to go into 2021 by yourself. You can go in there with a whole community of people that can help you build wealth, that can keep environment stimulating your ideas so that you're ready to execute on a consistent and daily basis. You understand me? So I appreciate you.
So y'all have a blessed one. If you're not, follow me on TikTok at 19 Keys. And if you're not following me on YouTube, follow me at YouTube on 19 Keys. And if you're not following me on Instagram, 19 Keys. If you want to follow my podcast, 19 Keys. 19 Keys everywhere, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. You understand me? And we locked in. Yeah. Peace, family. Make sure y'all share, like, subscribe.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.